was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding
and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Bigger Show will be live. 3, 2.
Good morning to all, and to all, a very, very good morning.
Oh, I'm about to get you.
It's Friday. It's Friday. And it is an incredible morning. If you're just getting your morning started, well, first let me start by saying I'm Carlette Christmas. And that's David Christmas.
Oh, I am here this morning.
Are you on point?
I'm on point big time. I got a little challenge this morning. I'm going to be sending out once you get us opened up.
All right. Well, yeah. It's good that you're on point. And everybody else who is listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:44 local time, 8:44 Eastern time. And I tell you what, as we peeked out this morning and got our morning started, it was hot and muggy already. But you know what? No worries. It is the weekend. And as always, we remind you as you're traveling in, make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. And this has become our motto, progress instead of perfection. So this is what we ask you to do every single morning. We say, you know what? Try to get a little bit better with your mobile devices today than you were on yesterday. And so since we know that you're not going to completely stop using your devices, we ask you to just use some progress. Uh-oh, we got a call?
We have a caller.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to the OPT.
Good morning, Carlette and David. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Who's this?
This is CJ, the Boom Boom Room mother.
Well,
I tell you guys, thank you so much for my watermelon.
Well, you are so welcome. You got your package?
Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it.
Man, and I tell you what.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
We thought we were going to have to call CJ out this morning because I told Carlette, I said, look, if he does this like the fish, I'm going to be hot. We got you.
Uh-huh.
Tasty watermelons from Josh Bradley down in Bunkie, and that particular melon right there is actually a yellow meat watermelon.
Not just any watermelon, but that yellow meat. And you know why?
Thank you, and God bless you guys. I love you guys so much. I listen at you every single day.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening.
I love you guys, and I speak blessings on you guys.
Mm, we received it. Hey, Mrs. Jacobs, you know why this watermelon, you know why this particular melon is so special?
Why?
It is special because you are special, and it is sugary, sugary sweet. I already know, just like you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I can't wait to meet you guys in person.
We can't wait to meet you either. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
You too. Enjoy that melon.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, DC, our watermelon quest and saga continues. We love, love, love the watermelons. But more than that, we love going to Bunkie, our hometown, and we love picking up those melons from Joshua Bradley and his wife, Deidre.
Absolutely,
Carlette. He's getting everything straight this morning.
Yeah, it,
He is working and getting everything straight. But so, as we were picking up watermelons, DC and I wanted to pick up a couple watermelons for a couple people. And lately what we've been doing is just blessing some people with watermelons because I don't want people to take our word for how sweet they are.
Well, absolutely. And every time we do something, you know, we put our money where our mouth is. We, you know, our word on this show is our bond.
Uh-huh.
It's what we do, you know. And we say to people all the time, we don't do controversy.
Uh-huh.
But I heard Tony Brown this morning talk about controversy.
Right.
So my question is, he does controversy,
uh-huh,
but he hasn't called Mr. Robert Washington.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so to use your own slogan, come clean or stay away nasty, buddy. That's your deal.
There you go.
And right now, let me just say this, too, because I don't know who else is planning on dealing with him.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, if you deal with him, you need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say about that, because I don't know what I'm going to do
after him because the bigger show comes after.
Uh-huh.
So you can go on there if you want to,
uh-huh.
and I might let you get some.
Wow. I tell you one thing, Mr. Washington, you have been on our hearts since we met you via the telephone. And you know what? You have been in our prayers every single day. And so many people, do you see, that we meet along the way.
Stealing tag.
That heard.
Steal that tag. Come clean or stay away nasty, buddy.
Everybody.
That's your line. You stole my network line. But come back. Come on in here now. I'm going to take your own line and club you over the head with it. I triple dare you.
Well.
Come on with that controversy about Mr. Robert Washington, Tony Brown. Come on out with it, buddy. As a matter of fact, you can call in right now. You can call this show right now. You know the number. Call in, Mr. Controversy.
Well, I tell you what.
Controversy.
We're concerned about Mr. Washington and his family's legacy. 1929.
I'm going to tag him.
1929, they've been having that property since, and they hadn't been able to get
on, off, buddy.
They hadn't been able to get on their property for over a year. And everywhere we have gone, people's hearts and their prayers and their thoughts are with you and your family, Mr.
Yes,
Washington.
Yes, it is.
And ours have been, too.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it makes me angry.
I can tell.
It makes me angry. And, you know, when he throws those underhand pot shots, but they're not over my head. They might be over a lot of people's heads, but they're not over my head. I see you. I hear you. I know who you are. And you got the wrong person on you now. I really would like to pay $10,000 for a celebrity boxing match. $10,000. I will give $10,000. That's a challenge of a different nature.
Well, I just want you.
I will give $10,000 for a boxing match, an exhibition boxing match with Tony Brown. $10,000.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Do you got? You have anything else before we?
I got some more. I'm actually venting right now because.
Why are you venting right
now? Well, because basically, Carlette, what's happening to Mr. Washington, Brown tried to do it to us when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he tried to run us off. He tried to file some false charges, mm-hmm. some false allegations against me. My picture was in the paper. People thought I was battering my wife. Let me put that out there, too. If you saw my picture in the paper, it's because Tony Brown went to the police station here and told people that I assaulted him, and we got video cameras in the place, and CJ was in here. And basically everybody figured out that he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's upset. He has to leave the radio station early. Mm-hmm. That's why he's not on his show all the way through, because he has to leave early. Buddy, let me investigate. Let me go ahead and let's just let everybody know what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's quit this mumbo jumbo. We don't get our show has absolutely nothing to do with Eyes Open with Tony Brown. Nothing at all. We have nothing to do with that. We buy time from the radio station. He buys time from the radio station. He doesn't have anything to do with the radio station. The radio station don't have anything to do with that controversial rubbish that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nobody, that's his child. Mm-hmm. That's his baby. None of us have anything to do with that, so don't lump me in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't ever call me saying, look, Tony said this, Tony said that. I don't have anything to do with that. I can't tell Brown what to say,
mm-hmm.
just like Brown can't tell me what to say. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let me just get that house clean and straight this morning.
All right. Is the house clean?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, there you have it. There you go.
And I invite him to come.
Okay.
Just like Mr. Washington said. Uh-huh. Tony Brown can call him. I give my number. My personal cell is 264-9146, Brown. You got that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the number to the station if you want to contradict anything that we are saying.
Right.
If anything that we are saying is false, you can call up here right now. Come clean or stay away nasty. And if you don't come, I expect that you are staying away nasty, which you vowed you'd never do.
Mm.
Man up, man. It's time.
All I can say is, whew.
Plus, Mr. Washington wants to come back. As a matter of fact, he wants to come in the studio.
Wow. Well, Mr. Washington is very much on our heart and the hearts of lots of people, you and your family, Mr. Washington. And you know what? Many people thought that your story would go unheard and unseen. But our hearts and our prayers are for you and your family, and we know that justice will be served. You know what? It is Friday morning, and I guess DC just had to really vent that out. And
yes, I did.
And you did, and I hope you feel better. Do you feel better?
Not really, because I got a lot more.
Okay.
That
well,
I'd like to do, but I'll just wait for the response.
Okay.
Because really, right now, the gloves are off.
My goodness.
Man up.
My goodness. Well, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But it's Friday. It's the weekend. And you know what? We're super excited this morning, even though you really can't tell. But we are excited about our guest that's coming a little bit later in the show. Mrs. Sarita Jakes is going to be our guest. And we look forward to talking to her this morning. But, you know, I guess you just... A man's got to do what a man's got to do, and
yeah,
sometimes
a man's
got to
do, because when my wife was in here by herself, he was a man then. You know, when my wife was coming in here by herself, he was a man then.
Mm-hmm.
But now when a man steps up, the cowardly lion goes running.
That's what cowards do, you know.
Absolutely. He was a man when you were in here by yourself.
Yeah, cowards don't face...
He was King Kong then.
Cowards don't have problems facing women. They have problems facing...
Absolutely.
Other men, and that's why you have so many batterers.
Then he goes and runs to the police station that he's trying to batter to.
Well, you know, I think this is a long time in coming, and maybe you just needed to get it out there.
Yeah, I need to get it out, because I'm up to here with that thing.
Right, well, just, you know, let's do this, everybody. Do this with us. And this is our life, you know? We don't try to hide
it.
We're very transparent.
No, I was in the newspaper. I've never been had a problem with the law. Of course, I've had situations in my life with the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a problem, because there's no, you know, I'm from the streets of Bunkie. You know, I'm not claiming coming up as a child with a golden spoon in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the problem that he and a lot of people have is I can tell you everything I've done. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is say, David, did you do this? I'll tell you either yes or no.
Right. Let me get you to do this.
I did it.
Let me get you to do this. Let me get you to do this. I want you to stop. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to take a deep cleansing breath. Y'all do it with him. I'm doing it too. I mean, you need to hold it like for...
Hello.
For at least 30
seconds. I feel
seconds.
Like I'm smoking a joint or something. Like
DC! Blow it out. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Y'all, I'm laying hands on him right now.
Yeah,
as
I'm coming clean.
As we speak.
I'm coming clean. I'm gonna use your own tagline and club you over the head.
Well, you've come clean enough for this segment.
And quit using network. You know, you stole that, buddy. You stole that. You never said network until you heard of the OPT network. You had to copy it.
You just wanted to vent.
Hey, man, this dude copies everything we do.
Well, what happened to you this morning?
Man,
what made you so vinified this morning?
Well, really, right now, I, you know, basically in my recovery, it tells you don't repress stuff
for
too long.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because if I keep repressing that, it'll get me messed up.
Mm-hmm. You really will be smoking a joint,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. It's time for me to let it out. I'm up to here, and it's time to bring those bodies out, let those bones fall out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you picked the right one this time. I am. Not one in 10,000, one in 10 million.
Mm.
You picked the right one, son.
Well, I think that you have... He said he's through now. He had to... You know, that's kind of like projectile. You know, you just have to kind of just put it out there. Put it out there and feel better. And as a recovering... As a person in recovery,
right.
A recovering addict, alcoholic, you know, when you suppress those feelings and you're not able to say what it is that you really want to say,
absolutely.
Then
it can cause problems.
It can cause problems.
Now look how calm.
And the newism for that is you're only as sick as your secrets. And when you keep all that stuff secret and hidden, then you become sick. But when you are able to open up your mouth and say what it is, no matter how heated it is, how hot it runs you.
I have to call Miss Jakes and tell her, look, we're going to put the interview off till Monday, you know.
Do you think so?
Well, because I don't know if I want to stay in this place right here, you know. You know, I got the phone line.
Take another deep breath.
You know,
take
I don't know
another deep breath.
And if you're over there and he's talking about somebody, you don't know who's going to join us, so you need to be careful. Because at this point, I'm in a whole nother place than what I was last year, because I let a lot of stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? No more Mr. Nice Guy, buddy.
And so you're feeling the buildup of letting it go?
I'm building the selling out, the posing like you're somebody that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff is about to come to a head. A lot of my family folks, a lot of my people are being deceived by this, and I see it, and
uh-huh.
I got to let them know, Carlette. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I got to let them know that everything that you see and hear is not what you see and hear.
Mm.
You know, and it's about time that somebody goes ahead and step up to the plate and stop this stuff in Central Louisiana, because, you know, all of us are from Central Louisiana. This fella ain't even from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't got no kids here. Race relations in Alexandria has been set back at least 35 years, man, with this cat.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, not only am I talking the talk, I'm ready to bring some recordings in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to basically show you in no uncertain terms that, okay, I'm not just saying this. Here's a recording of what he says. Okay, here's another recording of what he says after that when he's got a different interest. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, I'm not an investigative journalist,
mm-hmm.
but I can investigate.
Uh-oh. Is that a call?
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, who knew that this Friday morning it would get so hot? I started by saying it was really, really hot outside. And then we came inside and I said, wow, I didn't realize it was going to get this hot inside. But I tell you what, we are just open and honest. We just try to put it out there. And, you know, you just never know. I guess DC just... he's on the phone now. I don't know. My goodness, I don't know who he's talking to. But sometimes you just got to vent and you just got to put it out there. And, you know, what I love about David Christmas the most, and sometimes this can be really, really hard. He opens up his mouth and he just tells the truth. There are so many people that walk the streets every day and cannot say what it is that they want to say. And so... those are those smiling faces. Those, you know, when Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou was on the show and she talked about, and we asked her to do the mask. And I'm going to tell you, the mask, she said, it hides those grins and smiles. You know, people are hiding behind the mask. The mask of lies. The mask of deception. And, you know, when you really and truly become free, then you don't have to hide behind the mask because you're able to just say what it is. And I think that DC has been needing to vent this probably since the incident happened where he was literally arrested at our home due to false charges that were filed against him. And the police came to our home literally, you know. At the end of the day, we're thinking our day is over. The police come in and say, you know, we have a warrant for your arrest. And so unless you really have ever experienced that, especially if you're a family person, I don't think you can quite really understand the magnitude of that.
Which is, oh, yeah, I was talking to the nice lady on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, he did that. As a matter of fact, he went over to the police station. I read the statement. It was a complete lie about what he said,
mm-hmm.
you know, because really what happened was he said something to me and I said something back. And long story short,
right.
We got into a heated fellowship talking. But, of course, my roar was so loud, it scared him so bad,
mm-hmm.
he felt like he was assaulted.
From the verbal,
Did you roar?
From the verbal talking, he felt like basically he was assaulted. Because I talked to him the way that I talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt...
did you put hands on him?
No, I didn't touch him. Didn't touch him. Then he went over to the people and lied and told the people I swung at him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, CJ basically told him he wasn't going to tell anybody that he swung at anybody. You know, and he tried to get people to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody would back him up in his story.
Mm-hmm.
And then the radio station realized that, okay, this is a problem. Tony is causing problems with clients. Of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's doing now is he has to leave the radio station early. He's not going to really tell y'all that. Y'all think he's just leaving because he's just a nice fella. He's a mic hog. He'll never leave that microphone without somebody making him leave. You see, can't nobody else get a word in edgewise when he's on it?
Oh, my goodness.
He's a mic hog.
DC, it's Friday.
No, but let me just go ahead.
Okay.
You brought it up.
Okay, I did.
So then the police came to my house with my son at my house.
Mm-hmm.
To get me.
Well, your son would be at your house. And
exactly. With my son and my wife came, knocked on my door. Of course, they were very cordial, I have
mm-hmm.
to admit.
Very nice.
They were very pleasant, you know. And they said, look, we're here because Tony Brown has filed charges saying that you assaulted him.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, no, I didn't assault him. But they say, well, whether you did it or didn't do it, there's really nothing we can do. We just have to act out and go, and the people have to investigate it mm-hmm. and find out what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you listen to him, let me tell y'all something about this fellow. If you listen to him, he'll tell you that Jock Roy had something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Jock Roy didn't have nothing to do with that. The evidence showed that nobody assaulted this idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But he'll come on that microphone, and the only reason why he didn't tell y'all about it is because he know I got a microphone right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why you don't know. If it was any other person in Central Louisiana, you would have known about it. And if you know him, you know you would have known about it
mm-hmm.
because all he does is yap. So all I'm saying to people is I'm fed up with this fella. Whether you like him or don't like him, it's not really my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't care. You know, I hope his business and all his stuff is successful and he's happy. But once you cross over into my territory and you decide to make me your enemy and you shoot at me, I'm going to shoot back because I'm not a wuss. I'm a man about mine, buddy. And anybody over there with him, if you get hit in the crossfire, that's your business.
Okay. I didn't have any idea that the morning was going to be.
I'm going to call Sister Jakes and tell her we're going to have a Monday.
Okay.
You know, basically, I'm at a place right now that I really am venting about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing has been 7.5 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I walked in here, this fellow used to be in here. The first day I walked in, I had to make him get out the chair. Because when he thought it was just going to be Carlette,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't get out the chair, right? He would sit in the chair. His show is over at 9:30. At the time, we were coming on at 9 o'clock. This fella would basically let her know that I run this, and I'm not getting up until I get ready.
Right.
But if you listen to him, he's a complete gentleman. I won't hurt anybody. I come clean. I'll stay away nasty. But it's time to step up and man up. And Mr. Washington is on speed dial. Yes, he is.
Do you feel better now?
No, because there's some other people out there that would like to vent.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm not that far from putting it out there, because what I figured out, too, is the thing that Mr. Washington is going through with his land.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff that happened in Morgsville, and a man with his land, mm-hmm. and some people donated some money. And I don't really know what happened with that situation, but I'm about to investigate it
mm-hmm.
and find out what actually went on and see what really happened with that money. Because that's the biggest question everybody wants to know. Where is the money, man? You know. So, you know, that's where I didn't know I was going to go this deep into it, Carlette.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes when you repress things so long,
mm-hmm.
they won't go through the window. I mean, the door, they'll kick the window in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I truly am at a point where I am really, you know.
Well, you know.
I'm really. Because, see, I get those underhanded shots he throws out at folks
mm-hmm.
and he throws them out thinking that they're over your head, like the controversy statement. If you ain't in the controversy, you ain't, what are you doing? America is full of controversy. Well, let me tell you what we're doing, buddy. We don't do controversy. We don't do a controversial show. See, to do controversy, it doesn't take a whole lot of talent
mm-hmm.
because all you're doing is stirring up mess and you're making people, they're addicted to watching the mess. What we do here is interviews. We have a real host here who knows how to interview people, extract information that the listeners would like to hear. That's what we do. We get paid really well for doing it. Our show is real successful, and we are paid. We're not going to sit here and say to somebody that, oh, yeah, I got a show, and I've never paid myself. Well, buddy, we don't pay ourselves either because all the money is ours. What do you mean? This is what I mean when I say somebody will say something to you that's so disingenuous
uh-huh.
and ask you to believe it. In other words, if I sit on here and say to you guys, I've never received a check,
uh-huh.
well, what, I got to give myself a check for all the bank account is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get what he meant by that. It's almost like he's saying, hey, I do this for free.
That's what he said.
He said he does it for free. When every dime that comes to your company is yours.
Right.
The radio station don't get any money for what we do. We pay the radio station, and everything we earn is ours. So I don't really get that. Especially when somebody like the people in the county are paying $3,500 for something that's worth $1,000. Yes, you've been overbilled.
It's 8 minutes after 8
That's
local time.
That's the LeCount Pie Festival.
Okay.
$3,500. That's worth $1,000.
Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Close your eyes.
Better take a commercial.
Yeah. Close your eyes.
I need a pearl is what I need.
Yeah, you need a pearl. Lord have mercy. Pearls, where are you this morning? I don't know if we need a live pearl or if we need a pearl that's already recorded. Lord, is that a pearl? I tell you one thing, we need a pearl. But you know what?
Hello.
It is well. It's Friday. It is Friday. It's the weekend. And, you know, I believe that.
Hold on.
Uh-oh, who's this?
Go ahead.
Good morning. Welcome to the.
I say he needs to be off the air. He runs his doggone mouth too much.
I don't know who that is. Okay, I bet you wanted to kind of get that out
here. Oh, my goodness. Everybody wants
to. You've been wanting to get that off your chest, huh? Hold on.
And he's a big liar.
Oh, okay. So you've been wanting to get that off your chest?
Yeah, yes, indeed, David.
Okay.
I was telling the truth this morning on him.
All right, baby. We appreciate you listening.
Well, you know what? I always say this about the truth. The truth hurts. It's hard.
Yeah, but I'm not repressing myself, though, Carlette.
I see that.
That's how you end up relapsing,
mm-hmm.
because you hold stuff in and you don't let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a shame. You know, I'm born and raised here in Central Louisiana. You know, and when I came back here, you know, I came back here to this. And I, you know what I did? For 5 years, I just watched. I watched and I watched and just watched people just get just really taken advantage of. And it's a shame,
mm-hmm.
you know, when, you know, a person will say that I'm for you, and obviously, and then I'll take, you know, basically, I'll take money from anybody who's giving it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll sell you out for a nickel.
Hmm.
I'm talking about a small amount of money, you know. And when you see the kind of situation, when you basically, and I'm gonna tell you something like right here, Carlette, when you tout yourself as for righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and you see what Mr. Washington is going through,
right,
and you help the other side,
mm-hmm.
you help the people to do this to this man. I don't have a lot of patience for that,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, God said that what you do to the least of thee,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're doing to me. And I don't believe, see, it's a lot of people that in the Bible tell you, be careful about those people who's always coming talking about Lord, Lord,
mm-hmm.
Lord, Lord, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray. We're going to get some praying going, you know, and you never see them praying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really up to here.
Well, I think maybe the whole catalyst was the Mr. Washington thing, and I guess what we saw is what everybody saw and heard was that there was a man, and I've been talking about you,
if
Mr. Washington.
If you're not a controversial show, what are you doing?
D.C.
You know, no, those are underhanded pot shots.
Okay.
You understand? And basically, I'm not letting anyone, as a matter of fact, if I think in my mind you're talking about me, I'm letting you get a taste.
If you think in your mind, oh, Lord.
If I hear something, but if I think you say it's something,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to gut blow you.
Well, so, anyway, this is probably a good place to take a break, you think?
Oh, no. That might be the Jakes folks right there. Oh, yeah,
okay. All right, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock local time, 11 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on Point, the official OPT network. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. You can connect with them at 318-487-9537. Let's get a break. We're going to cool off, and we're going to see what happens next. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Memory is a powerful tool, and each man's memory is his private literature. As we grow older, and I've learned as I've gotten older, you know, 74 is a wonderful age. It means I have the capacity to recall things that have been planted for 70 years in memory. Sure way to remember something is try to forget it. Just try to forget some bad event, some situation, and I promise you it will stay with you. God have given us memory that we might have roses in December. Close your eyes, meditate, think about the things that you saw, experienced, and watch how beautiful life can become. Another thing about memory is it tempers prosperity. It mitigates adversity, controls youth, and delight old age. If you want to hear some stories, you talk to those old people like me, and we can tell you things. We can tell you some things. And even though in memory, the fish get larger as we tell the story. He might have been 2 pounds when we caught him, but the more we memorize, the more the fish grow. I laugh about it to see things happen. So be careful what you plant in your memory, because it will always multiply and grow. Those things that we forget were not worth remembering anyway. Isn't that interesting? The mind, to me, this is a thought of Joe Green. The mind has the capacity like a hard drive on the computer. It will store things in a file. And sometimes the reason we don't remember it, we forget what we filed it under. But if a situation come that opens the file, it is as fresh today as it was yesterday. So be careful how you treat people, and those things you say you forgot about mistreating people, they remember what you did, when you did it, where you did it, how it affected them. And so every opportunity to apologize for something you did wrong, don't say you forgot it. Be kind enough to do it. Now, a true test of that is those people who owe you money and say they forgot. Well, it's in the memory bank. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences,
Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the old. official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, if you're listening, you got your ears full. It's 8:28 local time, 9:28 Eastern time. And I'm going to tell you, some mornings, you know, we just don't know where the conversation is going. But you know what? We just let it do what it does. This is the conversation that DC and I have been having during the break, right? As I'm reaching hands over and praying, and a lot of people have called up and said, you know what? I feel you. I feel what you're saying. And so this is the conversation that DC and I were having. Women would say, don't worry about it. Let it go. You just got to let it go. That's what the women would say. And that's what I would say. But I know better. So I say, go ahead and vent. And get beyond it. But then the men would say, what, DC?
The men would say it's been coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, because most men understand what's been happening. It's just they've not had any control over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to put somebody down with no microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I when I hear that, I think of Reverend Larry R. Turner.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here this man is a fine citizen in this city. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have made mistakes. Who hadn't? You know, who hadn't?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know I have.
Right.
I've done a lot of things.
If any of you is without sin,
exactly.
Let him, what?
But, you know, for somebody to come on and say that man has been arrested and in jail, and it was absolutely false, to come on and say, somebody said it and I'm sorry, I got a text message. You know, that's not enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the destruction of a man's life.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And you don't, I don't care who the person is. It could be anybody. Today, it was a couple of weeks ago, it was Reverend Larry R. Turner.
Right.
But it's been a lot of people over the 12 years
mm-hmm.
that has been dealt with exactly like this, Corlette.
From the microphone.
Exactly. From the microphone. And then when you see them in person, it's like, I'm an investigative journalist. I'm a journalist. This is what I do.
Licensed trained.
Yeah, licensed trained. You know, and so. You know, what you hear in my voice, folks, and everybody who listens to our program know one thing. We don't keep any secrets from you. You know what I'm saying? Basically, what I have been doing is holding this thing back because I don't know if any of you all realize it. When we first got in here, Tony Brown whispered under his breath, I'm going to make a phone call on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how he thought he had it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He started calling people to try to see how he could get me gone.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really what I do is, you know, I try to be strategic and pick the times that I need to do things. But this right here has been bubbling over for too long, and it's starting to threaten my very sanity. And I'm not going to let anybody do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say that when somebody can take this mic and tell you something about Larry R. Turner has been arrested. He's in jail. Man, it's time for you to admit that you really don't know how to do no journalism, man. And really, all you got to do when you see is go to a person's resume. The man never really had a job more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Every place he went to, he stayed long enough for them to find out he could not read a teleprompter. Anytime you get a person speaking the news, coughing in the microphone, hollering, excuse me, where they do news at like that? No else but on Tony Brown's program.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard it done. I've paid attention. I've listened to it, Corlette. But if you speak to him, he is the best journalist in the country. Well, why aren't you on national TV or radio? Because nobody else won't. After Five cut him, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just keep it real. Mm-hmm. After Five cut him, and basically I've investigated that, basically they said he could not read a teleprompter. And you could see he could not read, just listen to him read the news. He's ever bumbling, ever. And basically, I am a producer. I critique things. It's what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, we do spots. We do commercials. We do all kinds of reading. If you cough, you know, what do I say if you cough? Yes, let's do that over. Mm-hmm. Let's redo that. That's not a good product. If you hear somebody coughing in the news, that's recorded. This is not live news. Mm-hmm. This is a recording. You know, that's why I got to wipe the mics down constantly when I get in here. Plus, I have covers over the mics. Mm-hmm. Because that's just nasty, man. Putting gum under the desk. You know, this place was his personal playground. Mm-hmm. Until a man walked in the building.
Right. And so.
And everybody, when I walked in here, they said, well, Tony ain't going to deal with you like that. He just really deals with women like that. But then mm-hmm. when a man comes, he deals differently. Mm-hmm. He starts stabbing you in the back. Mm-hmm. You understand?
So do you think most men are just are able to be honest?
If you a man out there right now and you've had some dealings with Brown, you are saying, well, yeah, that's just what he does.
Right.
But my humility has reached its pinnacle. I don't have any more for that dude. Mm. I'm fresh out.
Fresh out.
Like brothers used to say back in the day, I ain't got nothing but humility and bubblegum. And I'm
fresh out.
I'm fresh out of both. No bubblegum, no humility for that situation.
Well, I hope that truth that you have told this morning makes you free.
Well, Carlette.
And are you feeling just
well,
a tad bit
you know,
freer?
Let me just say this, you know.
Go ahead.
I understand, you know, and let me come down a notch because I really do get it. I really do get it, mm-hmm. you know, when people say, let me get this phone.
Go ahead and get the phone. So this morning we had planned a very, very, very different show, and I think what we're going to do is just kind of push that back until next week. I had no idea. I knew DC was angry and has been angry, and the phones are blowing up. And just as most women and wives do, we try to calm the situation. We try to make it a little bit better. And then, you know, and so, you know, you got another call. And so as women and wives, what we do is we try to make it better. And then, you know, you can push things down and push them away for so long, and then they just sort of have a way of coming to the surface. And when they come to the surface, it just does what it does. And hopefully we could just go ahead and we can just put it out there, just as he has. And one thing I love about him is that he's not a jellyfish. He's got a backbone. And not only has he told Tony Brown to his face, you know,
right.
You're telling him now, but you right. haven't hesitated to tell him to his face.
Not hesitating at all. Glad to tell him. But when you're dealing with a situation like this, you know, the situation will come to a head.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the phones are blowing up this morning. Yeah, they come to a head, and people feel all sorts of ways, you know. And the thing that I would say about this is that people on television and on radio have great reach, and that's why we're careful in the things that we say and do, and that we make sure that they're forthright and honest. And if they're not honest, then we open up the opportunity for people to say, well, that's just not true. And what happens a lot of times is when you have people that are on the microphone that are really quick with the tongue and don't let others get into the conversation because they overtalk you, then it's hard. It's hard for people to share their stories. And so what we do is we allow people to share their stories, and I guess I have to, you know, back away and let DC share his story and his truth the way that he feels, you know, that he wants to share it. And this morning, today was just that day.
Right. And let me say this right here, because a lot of people think that this is about politics. You know, our program, we don't do politics.
Mm.
You know, we're not in the political realm. I really don't care who wins what. But, you know, when you're dealing with truth, the truth falls on the side that it falls on. You know, basically, if you take a situation where a man gets in an argument with another man,
mm-hmm.
and because the one of the men is a coward, instead of just going on and saying, okay, we got into it, let's just move on like any man would have done,
mm-hmm.
he runs over to the police station and tries to manipulate the institution.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say, because somebody called here just now and said that we're in Jock Roy's pocket.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah, let me get that out. Let me see who that fella was. He called from somebody named Osa Green.
Okay.
Okay, I got called up the idea up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because, buddy, let me tell you something. This ain't Tony. You're dealing with a man here. I don't have no problem. If you feel that I'm going to let Tony abuse me, and because the city did their job in recognizing that he was trying to pull the wool over their eyes,
mm-hmm.
then if you want to make that political, then you're an idiot. Because it doesn't have anything to do with politics.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with a man trying to defame another man's character. When the police comes to your house and pick you up in front of your family,
mm-hmm.
then you come tell me something about somebody got somebody in somebody's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, see, this ain't one of them shows where we just gonna let some of it out. We tell it all here, baby. We're not holding nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody out there want to have a conversation with David Christmas, I'll tell you this right here, right now. David Christmas is a man that'll talk to any and every last one of you intelligently, astutely, and I'll listen to anything you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to agree with it. You see what I'm saying? And that's been the paradigm shift in this whole situation. Tony has been the only person with a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the reason why he's never mentioned this situation on his program, sir? The reason why is because he knows I have the microphone right behind him. But let a little man in another town like Mr. Washington say something and watch what he does. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, he came out on Mr. Washington before Mr. Washington even said anything.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know who Mr. Washington was until Monday when he called up here and said, I heard Tony was talking about me on the radio. I call so that I can get the record straight.
Mm-hmm.
So, buddy, if you want to talk to me, feel free, buddy. Call me. I'll be more than happy. But that little stunt you pulled by saying your little piece and hanging up, that was girly. That was girly, man. I do stuff the man way. Let's get together like men and let's have that talk you want to have about us supporting somebody. Man, we live in Cheneyville.
Our
mayor is Derrick Johnson. Reggie Allen was the mayor before him, and Carl Johnson was the mayor before him. So we can't even vote in the elections here. So what are you talking about, man?
Well, maybe that's just somebody that feels badly because you do have a microphone.
Exactly.
You can come on and say the truth.
And let me say this right here, since we're talking. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, because we don't use our microphone like this,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people thought Tony had more power than us. We're not calling ourselves the bigger show. And let me get something else straight since we're getting stuff straight for
uh-oh.
The record.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Since we're getting stuff straight for the record, let's go into the five-station situation. All right? Let me share with you people what deceit is, okay? Deceitfulness is this. This is 88.1, okay? 88.1 has two repeater antennas that allows us to be able to broadcast in Monroe, that's 98.9,
mm-hmm.
and in Shreveport, that's 92.5, okay? Those are not radio stations. Those are what you call repeaters.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to him, he's telling you that those are stations. And he's on five stations. One of the stations is an internet station in Baton Rouge. Have you ever heard somebody call his show from Baton Rouge or Ponkapie Parish? The reason why is because there's nobody listening. He's telling you that to sell you advertising and deceive you like he's got more listeners. He does not have any more listeners than the radio station has. Now, you might be able to talk 25 more people. You know,
you are
show
in,
me some ratings.
You are in rare form this morning, David Christmas. My goodness.
Okay, and let me say this, too, because this vexed me, too.
Okay.
The most call-in talk show in Louisiana is the Moon Griffon Show. The Moon Griffon is on 14 stations in Louisiana, plus he's in Texas and Arkansas. But you'll hear people call his show from Slidell, from New Orleans, from Lafayette. From, you know, when you hear people in Central Louisiana, the same people that call our show, call Tony's show. He'll tell people that I'm going to get you more people to your event because I have a bigger show. He does not have a bigger show. You can hear our show and any other show from anywhere in the world via the internet. That's just the bottom line. And that's the truth, folks. This is not pulling wool over your eyes. It's time to come clean. Or stay away nasty for real. And that's not just coming clean saying that in word. I'm talking about indeed through and through. The people in Monroe who hear us, they hear us because the people who own this station have repeater stations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Okay. So did you take a shot of truth serum this morning?
No, Carlette, I really am. It's time for the people. We would be remiss in our duties if we would just let people that we know that we grew up with get figure booed and get the wool pulled over your eyes the way that you've been getting it pulled.
Mm-hmm.
It's a travesty, man. Mm. I look at it, and it's a dirty shame, the lies, the deceitfulness, mm-hmm. and the tricksterism that is being used mm-hmm. to swindle you out of your money. Carpetbagger is an understatement. Snake oil salesman, I wouldn't even label that. I wouldn't do a carpetbagger or a label or a snake oil salesman mm-hmm. that bad
mm-hmm.
to say they are equipped or like Tony, but I wouldn't even do them that bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's low, man, to fool people out of their money. We talked to one group of women who said that Tony told them some stuff about some money and that he had people was going to come from all over the state. They say, we ain't have nobody but the people that we had talked to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to that grandiose attitude and that grandiose selling, man, it's a shame. And I'm going to tell you right now, I got a lot more. This is just the tip. If we really want to get down into this thing, it's time to put this thing to rest. You know, we could do a debate. We've got two forums. As a matter of fact, I got an idea, you know, because I always come up with ideas.
Okay.
Here's an idea right here. What we can do to go ahead and air this thing out like men
mm-hmm.
is we've got 4 hours in the morning. We could start at the beginning of your show,
mm-hmm.
and we can talk until our show ends.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And sign that, Carlette, real mm-hmm. quick. And we can do 4 hours where you can call in, ask questions, find out different things because we're open book. We don't claim that we don't make money because we get paid well for what we do. We pay the radio station well for what we do. We're not trying to deceive you into thinking that we don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get paid. We all make money. Why would we do this? Now, yes, it's fun, Carlette. You know, but we're not independently wealthy to where we could just be working and not make any income.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean when I say how disingenuous the stuff is and how it's deceitful right there on the surface, but when you look down into it,
mm-hmm.
you see what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm going to ask y'all to start asking questions and stop just falling for anything anybody says. If I say something and you say, David, prove it. All you got to do is call me and say, David, okay, you're saying a lot of stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is not like, you know, Larry R. Turner's name was just completely defamed.
And he doesn't have a microphone.
He doesn't have a microphone. He has a church. He's a godly man. And I understand that he's the type of man that'll turn the other cheek. I would love to be that kind of man. I'm just not him. I'm not turning no cheek because I've not gotten there yet. But I'm honest enough to say that I've not arrived there. God has not blessed me with the ability yet. Or the ability to take advantage of it
mm-hmm.
to where I turn the other cheek. But there's a lot of people out there who can turn the other cheek, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And I'm just not there. So, you know.
Progress. Pray. Progress instead of perfection.
Absolutely. I need to contact my pastor.
Did you? Our poor pastor, he's been contacted a lot lately. Pastor, please pray for him. Matter of fact, We have a family situation this weekend, but Lord have mercy, we have got to get to church on Sunday. Matter of fact, you might need to go up to the altar.
Man, I may have to.
I need to
go get prayer, because really and truly, Carlette, what you're hearing, folks, and you know, I know people are saying, "Oh, he's angry." Well, yes, yes, he is. He's angry. But instead of dealing with his anger, well, going home and kicking the dog, mm-hmm. or slapping my wife, I just go ahead and deal with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finish, I will have dealt mm-hmm. with the reason why I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's what I have to do for me.
Well, you know, there it is, you know, and I get it. I've lived it. I was there. I understand it. I've been there through the whole thing. And
well, you was here when he was King Kong. See, because see, folks, when we started this program, a lot of people didn't know that I was actually there at the start of the program,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't come to the program.
Well, we both had jobs.
Right, but my job was, I was working from 6 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
which I couldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this dude started
and
anytime
you had to
we walked
to
in
me.
The door. And I'll never forget the first show we did, he calls up and tried to take it over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't forgot nothing. And just like that Pearl just said, that Reverend Joe Green said, memory, he said, remember what you do to people, they remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I've not forgotten one thing, buddy. And that's the problem he had. He didn't know who he was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I was a docile fella, because most people confuse, because Carlette is so strong, they feel that her husband has to be weak, but it's the complete opposite.
Mm.
If you see me and the bear fighting, help the bear.
Mm. Boy, you have gotten some things off of your chest this morning, huh? I'm just sitting here. I'm just watching it just like you. And I'm just, you know what?
Help the bear.
Help the bear. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. It's 8:49 local time, 9:49 Eastern. Sarita Jakes was supposed to be our guest this morning, but you know what? We'll have it for you next week, I promise. It's an incredible book, and we just want to give it the time and the respect that is due. And this morning, we just had some house cleaning to do. We just had some things to do, and I didn't know that David was so full this morning. But you know what? I have a great humility. And what I love that this is a man that can tell his truth. He can tell his truth about whatever it is, and he can stand on it. And that's just the way that it is. It's 8:50 local time, 9:50 Eastern. Let me get a break, everybody. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solution.
I'm interrupting this commercial. I got, you know, this is straight hot off the presses. We didn't know this. This is, folks, we're coming in live. We had to stop what we were doing, stop all commercial breaks. We got a lady just called in. Carlette, hold on. Let me get my deal recorded so I can record this. Hold on. Because,
Wow, I tell you, we were talking about just venting, and obviously
right.
there are a lot of other people that want to vent, and we just got this phone call, and I just had to pull it together first.
We had to pull it together
before we took this call.
Okay,
are you ready? Are
second.
You recording?
Let me get this up here because I got to record this. This is all right, now go ahead.
Caller, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. Who's this?
This is Katrina Newton.
Katrina, tell us who you are, first of all.
Okay, first of all, my daughters were the two survivors from the Paula Fraser shooting back in 2005.
Take us back to 2005 and tell us what happened for people who don't know the story.
Okay, in 2005, my best friend, Paula Renee Fraser, and her two sons, Jashawn and Shelby, were fatally shot and killed by Arthur Frazier. Mm. There were two little girls in the household, my two daughters, Tyronique and Jessica. They were the only two survivors of this shooting. Once, Paula did not have any type of burial insurance on herself or her son. Mr. Tony Brown set up a trust fund.
Which he talks about all the time.
The Paula Renee Fraser Fund.
Yes. He set up this trust fund to pay for the funeral expenses for Paula and her son.
Did he pay for those funeral expenses?
No, he did not. Winfield Funeral Home did this for free.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He said he paid for all those funerals. I heard him say
there that. Were, okay, right after the incident with Paula and her two sons being killed,